much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Before we begin, I just want to ask you to turn off your phone. I say that because I was at a movie recently, and the guy next to me answered his phone during the movie, and he answered it by saying, and I quote, he said, "Who dis?" Which means not only was he willing to talk to someone, he was willing to talk to anyone.
Big fan. First off, I want to say you're very good at your craft work. I don't know how you do it. Acting is not an easy profession, but you pull it off in every role you play. So I just want to say congratulations in the work you do.
Stop talking.
And now,
super pretty.
Super pretty.
Sweat hot.
Super
pretty.
Our feature presentation.
I guess you debuted a couple of new Gillionaire songs, or Gillionaire, however he says his name, while I was gone on vacation last week.
We did, and one was bad and the other was worse.
They were awesome.
How can you say that? He's the best. He's the most talented entertainer in the world today.
I thought the one that was bad wasn't bad enough to was be great.
It, was it? Which one? Did you like Super Pretty? Is that the one you liked? Or did you like the Birthday?
Which one was the... I think it was the Super Pretty.
That's the one you didn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Birthday, by the way. I'm going to start wishing everybody a happy birthday. Happy, this was my favorite part.
If you don't sing, you don't get no birthday cake. If you can't swear, you can't have no birthday cake. If you can't swear, you can't have no birthday cake. If you don't sing, you don't get no birthday cake.
I don't know what Gillionaire's idea is. I don't know what his plan is, if he thinks he's good or if he's doing it because it's a goof or whatever. But we've tried, producer Dave has tried very hard to get him to come on the show. You'd think that if he's at all serious about getting his music out there, that an interview on K-Rock would be something he wouldn't run away from.
He doesn't want to come on? Really?
He won't come on with us. Yeah, because we're his biggest fans, too.
That is shocking, actually.
Unless he just, hates us because we're the man or something. Maybe that's his thing. Maybe he's got that, that underground do-it-yourself ethic. I don't know.
That could be.
But he's unbelievably talented, and I'm hoping, we have him on for his birthday. That's what I'm saying. All right, party people, welcome into another all-new Kevin and Bean Show. This time it is for a Tuesday morning. Here's a story about a young man named Andrew Wardle. He is 39 years old. He's British. What's interesting about Mr. Wardle is that he was born, without a penis.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Apparently, and I don't understand, I can't visualize this, the article says he was born with an ectopic bladder, meaning it's outside his body. An estimated 1 in 30 million men are born with a condition, which usually sees a small fold of skin less than an inch long in place of the penis. Now, I don't know what the bladder placement has to do with how much there's left for the penis, but I guess it all makes sense medically. I just can't visualize it. So he's had several operations correcting his bladder and kidney problems. He is able to pee through a tube, but he still has no penis, and that has been very depressing for him. He apparently considered suicide a few years ago, but he started going to doctors, and they said, "We think we can help you." And he is now lined up for 3 separate surgeries that will craft him a penis out of skin from his arm.
Huh. Because, when you have a sex change, they do change things up, but they use what you have.
Right.
Which is the appropriate kind of skin.
Yes.
And with the sensitivity.
So yes.
I wonder how that would work.
His surgeons must build from scratch a new penis that he can pee through, so he won't have the tube anymore, have feeling, make sex possible, and look natural, too. They'll be using a large flap of forearm skin with its blood vessels and nerves, folded into a tube like a Swiss roll, and grafted onto his pubic area.
Wow. I want to see that.
They're going to take skin from his arm and make a penis. This is unbelievable. Scientifically, medically, that they're able to do something like
that. Yeah, it would be amazing because can you imagine going through life like that?
No, I can't.
I can imagine why he was thinking of suicide.
Now, here's the most fascinating part, believe it or not, even more interesting to me than the fact that he's getting a penis made out of his arm. Despite not being able to have sex with women, he boasts that he's had more than 100 partners. Most of the time, they didn't seem too bothered. They liked the fact that I could pleasure them in other ways and never expected anything in return.
Well, there is that. You so, always just get to lay back.
So you date this guy, and it's you do me, and I'll owe you, basically, is what it is.
Well, now, and look, if he gets the working penis going, think how good he is at everything else already.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy is going to be hard to beat.
Totally. It's like a blind guy getting his sight back. All of a sudden, he's going to have the most, you know, unbelievable sense of everything just because he's gotten by without it for so long. Only one time did telling a woman I don't have a penis turn out badly. She got angry and punched me in the face.
Wow. All right.
So I hope there is some sort of a follow up. This article from The Sun in Britain. I hope there's some sort of update in a year or so. And,
how he's doing.
Yeah. I mean,
That's kind of a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a medical miracle that they can do something like that. And I would I hesitate to say that I would like to see a picture of that.
But wouldn't you like to see a picture of that?
I kind of would like to see how that thing turned out.
Me
because
too.
I just think it's impressive. So anyway, so Muggs, I know you're not working with much, but at least you can feel pretty good about at least being born with something.
How dare you?
So there you go. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
There will be no drugs or hookers.
Well, I can't guarantee that, actually. I'm sorry to say. Yesterday, we got an interesting call from our friend Jared Leto, he of the band 30 Seconds to Mars. They were in Houston, don't you know, at the space station. I guess it's not the space station. It's Mission Control there of NASA. And we world premiered their brand new 30 Seconds to Mars song, which is awesome, by the way. It's called Up in the Air. We'll play that for you again in about 20 minutes, and you get a chance to hear what Jared had to tell to us yesterday. Here's an interesting thing. In Canada now, for college students at one particular university there that are too stressed out, they are starting up a puppy room.
And why wouldn't they?
Because you can go in and play with a puppy if you're stressed out.
How great.
Doesn't that make everybody's day better?
Oh, my God. I would never leave.
And, of course, I'm sure they, you know, they put all the puppies down at 13 weeks or something like that when they stop being cute.
Just sure, so
they
can bring in some new puppies. Yeah, there's always new puppies.
Who wants an old puppy? Jesus. I got shaken down for a tip recently. I want to tell you about that. You tell me whether I made the right decision or not. Matt Money Smith is going to be on to talk about the Lakers, who could not have lost by more points last night if they had tried, and the upcoming NBA playoffs. And we'll also talk a little bit about the unbelievable Miami Heat, who are getting to the point now where people who don't even follow basketball are getting obsessed with this streak, as they've now won 23 games in a row, by the way.
Wow.
And last night was an unbelievable game they played against Boston. Andy Dick in studio with us today. Anyone else but me watch a little bit of Dancing with the Stars last night?
Oh, no, I didn't. How was he?
Debuted last night. You know, considering we know Andy Dick,
yes,
he could have been a lot worse.
He focused?
He did. And the,
that's all you got to. That's all you can expect from Andy.
Right, exactly. He was there. He showed up. He didn't drop trow. He didn't inappropriately kiss or touch or grope anyone. No, I was proud of the little guy. I really was. I mean, that's extraordinarily difficult
it
to
is.
Step into that world and do a foxtrot. I mean, it just is. So, I mean, he's not going to last long.
Right.
But I'm proud of him for being on his, you know, being on the show and getting at least to week two next week. I'm proud of that. And our friend Michael Schneider is going to be joining us from TV Guide. You know, there used to be a time where all the TV shows just stopped. They went away and then there was nothing to watch. It's not the case anymore. You really have to pay attention now. Every other week, it seems like, there are new series that are debuting, and it's impossible to keep track of everything. So he's going to give us a review of some of the new ones.
Okay,
what were you going to say, Lisa?
Well, I was going to say yesterday I was getting ready for bed. I turned off the TV, and then I went, oh, I got to tape Lake at the, what is it?
Yeah, Lake at the Top, I think.
Lake at the Top. And then I remembered Bates Motel, so I had to get back up and turn that on, too.
Yeah, it never ends.
Crazy.
It's not a stop. I mean, look, we've got more entertainment than we can possibly consume these days. But that's why it's important to make good choices. So we'll have Mike on. He'll tell us what we should definitely be checking out. That's all on the way. Plus, Ralph's got the showbiz beat, and that's next right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Is that the MGMT song? Is that what we're listening to right there?
That is it.
That is Electric Feel. That is great stuff here on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. Brand new music from 30 Seconds to Mars right after the top of the hour. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey there.
What's going on with you?
Showbiz beat Lil Wayne reportedly has been moved out of intensive care at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. TMZ reports his doctors believe his condition has finally stabilized. Still no word on exactly what caused his seizures, but the rampant speculation is still that the seizures were a result of his scissorp. Binge and a consequent codeine overdose. Body can only take so much codeine.
I hear
you. That, Lisa. You know that.
Oh yeah.
How old is Wayne? He's around 30, maybe something like that.
gosh, I'm not sure. Probably around there, yeah.
He looks terrible.
Yeah.
Whenever you see him perform on those shows, you go, he really does look like he hasn't slept in about the 10 years.
Well, it's hard out there for a pimp.
I guess so.
Linda Lohan finally showed up to court yesterday, about an hour late.
Oh, good.
But they let her on in anyway. Oh, Lynn's good to see you. Come on. Come on in. Have a seat.
Now, why wasn't the sheriff out in front of the building waiting for her to show up so they could just arrest her for contempt of court?
Because. All right.
Yeah. No, just because. Because she's a celebrity and she gets special treatment.
I swear to God.
She had been through enough, man. She got glitter bombed. For God's sakes. Poor girl's been through so much.
What does that mean, glitter bomb?
Someone threw gold glitter all over her as she was walking into the courtroom. That's funny. Dropped a bomb of glitter on her.
Poor baby.
Poor baby. She showed up, and she was able to get a deal. Her lawyers and prosecutors and the judge hammered out a deal where she will once again avoid jail time for violating her probation.
I'm angry now.
She will have to be locked into a rehab facility for 90 days. So it's a full treatment in-house lockdown rehab facility.
Oh, they're going to have fun.
3 months. Then 30 days of community service, and then 18 months of mandatory psychological therapy. So she's going to have to get some help for a year and a half. And even then, she will be on probation again for another 2 years for these charges.
Okay.
The judge said, Judge James Dabney, don't drive. He also said, don't party. And threatened that if she violated the terms again, he would just impose sentence and be done with it. No more deals, no more nothing. Straight to jail for you, Lindsay Lohan.
Well,
you know what the answer is to Lindsay's money problems? Is she needs to cut a deal so that the psychological testing is televised. Who wouldn't
Good
tune
idea.
In
yeah.
every Friday at 5 to watch Lindsay Lohan on the couch talking to her psychiatrist?
Yeah, can we just do a greatest hits? Can we edit it down? I don't think I could sit through an hour of her talking. And then my dad said to my mom. Jeez, I'd glitter bomb her myself.
But I think that would be a hit show if they could think package it, right?
It's a great idea. Funny moment last night on David Letterman. Selena Gomez was there plugging her upcoming film Spring Breakers, and she addressed for the first time her split with Justin Bieber earlier in the year. Letterman's the best. He said, last time you were here with Justin Bieber. That's not going on now, he said. Selena responded, no, I'm single. I'm good. And he said, last time he was on regarding Bieber, Letterman said, he and I got into a conversation, and then he said something, and then I said something, and then he said something, and then I said something, and I made him cry. And Gomez says, well, that makes the two of us. So, very, very funny stuff. And more TV news. Sci-Fi Network has officially picked up another season of Face Off. Woo! Woo! I love Face Off.
Really?
Face Off. Let's see if we can guess what that is about. Has it have anything to do with the John Travolta movie?
No.
Okay.
It's a reality series called Face Off on Sci-Fi.
Does it have to
How
do
you not know what Face Off is?
Is it makeup?
Yes, Lisa.
I've never heard of that show.
It's amazing.
Monsters, right?
Makeup artist creations using special effects and other aspects of science, special effects makeup. And they do monsters and aliens and horror creatures
and zombies and stuff.
It's fascinating.
It is pretty great.
And these people they bring in are super talented. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing the stuff they come up with. And it's a competition show, so they have like a limited period of time, and they've got a theme they have to work with. And then industry professionals judge their work at the end of each episode. And
I don't watch it unless Urban Tarzan is on it.
Oh, you don't know, man. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. He's 25 years old today. How is he not a country western star, by the way?
It's a great name.
He missed out. He chose the wrong profession. Zach Lynn of Jimmy Eat World is 37 years old. Rachel Blanchard from Clueless and Seventh Heaven. She's 37 as well.
Is she a Belle? I don't know her.
Oh, yeah. She's way Belle. Yeah. She played the Alicia Silverstone role in the TV version of the movie Clueless.
Oh, yeah.
She's a beautiful, beautiful girl. Bruce Willis celebrates his 58th birthday today. Movie producer, studio executive, and Oscar whore Harvey Weinstein is 61 years old. And actress Glenn Close celebrates her 66th birthday today. You guys say she's looking pretty good for 66.
I would say so, too.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are doing everything we can to send all of our listeners out of town. I don't know what the thinking is behind that, but this time it's Milan, Italy to see System of a Down. You qualify for that grand prize trip when you win tickets to see the local show July 29th at the Hollywood Bowl. And congratulations to our latest System of a Down winner, Brent Ortloff from Riverside. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock. Andy Dick on the way later on today from Dancing with the Stars, and we'll tell you about the puppy stress room in just a couple of minutes. So Madonna was on my TV last night, Lisa.
Okay, why?
She was presenting an award to Anderson Cooper, her good friend from CNN, at the GLAAD Awards recently. And curiously, she showed up in a Boy Scouts uniform.
Well, that seems odd.
Now, if you're into creepy old women, doesn't it kind of ruin the image for you if they're dressed up like little boys? And if you're into little boys, doesn't it kind of kill your boner if it's an old woman wearing the Boy Scout uniform?
So your question is, what audience was she going for?
Yes, it kind of seems like you're not going to really please anybody with that getup. No one wants to see Madonna dressed up like a child, that's for sure.
I don't think so, yeah.
And I know that she has always been very flamboyant, and she loves to parade her sexuality around, and it has worked for her. I mean, let's face it, no one has made more of her body and her sexuality than Madonna has from the very beginning of her career. Is it starting to get, and I don't want to be accused of ageism here, but is it starting to get a little bit creepy now that she's like almost 60, that she's still doing it? Or should I be embracing the fact that she still is having fun with it and is flirty and it's all good and more power to you, girlfriend?
I think it's way past starting to get creepy. I think it's creepy. I think there is something to be said for, at a certain age, being just a little more dignified and not flashing your ass anymore.
Aging gracefully a little bit rather than lifting your top in concert
it's
anymore.
It's kind of sad. It's like you have so much. Look what you've done with your life. Is that really who you are? That's what you have to show us?
Well, she was given this speech and she was preparing to bring on Anderson Cooper, and she could not stop trying to be sexy. And when Madonna tries to be sexy, I don't know, there's just something that's really more awkward than sexy these days about it. But here's how the speech began.
Howdy.
For again, she's standing there in a Boy Scout uniform.
Okay. So happy to be here. I wanted to be a Boy Scout, but they wouldn't let me join. I think that's f***ed up.
I'm leaving all the pauses in, by the way, because it's even more awkward than if she had just come out and just rapid fire hit it.
But you can see why she came out in the Boy Scout uniform. That was a comment on the fight with letting gays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the point. So she's got the audience, obviously. Look, she couldn't find a more sympathetic audience filled with Madonna fans more than at a GLAAD convention.
Sure.
So they love her, but they're about to be confused by her.
I can build a fire.
Now, I think I can build a fire. I think that's her first attempt at, hey, check me out with my double entendres. I'm sexy, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And she gets a little bit of a hoot from the audience.
I can build a fire.
All right, so they're going with her. Now she's got another one.
I know how to pitch a tent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I have a very good sense of direction.
That's good.
I don't know what that means.
Now listen to the people. They're like, huh?
I have a very good sense of direction.
Now, they're thinking, is she still trying to be sexy? What's the sense?
Is she really trying to be a Boy Scout?
unless her sense of direction is, I know my way around a body, maybe. Maybe
or a that's penis.
Maybe that's what she's going for. All right, more.
I can rescue kittens from trees.
Mm-hmm. And the audience is like, I don't know what is they're supposed to be doing. Isn't rescue kittens from trees? I thought that was the fire department.
That is the fire department. Is that the other word for kitten? Is it? Does she have?
I don't
that
think
direction?
That's what. I don't think that's what she was going for at all. But she's complete. I've lost the thread of her trying to be sexy at this point. I don't have any idea what she's talking about. But she's laughing at herself.
Listen. I want to do good for the community.
Okay, now what's happening there? There's no way to make that a euphemism, right?
No idea.
Who says to their significant other, hey, I'd like to do good for the community? Does it work?
And most importantly.
Yes.
I know how to scout for boys.
Okay, all right, she brought it around.
So I think that I should be allowed to be a Boy Scout.
Imagine how long, this has been 1 minute of speech, imagine how long that felt if you were sitting there just waiting to get on with the evening.
Unless I'm that one guy that keeps going, woo! that guy's having a good time.
That was a long minute, wasn't it? Of her trying to do stand-up?
obviously unplanned.
And I think they should change their stupid rules. Don't you? Yeah? You guys don't sound excited enough. Don't you think they should change?
Okay, now she's berating them for not hooting and hollering and applauding enough.
Okay, good.
She has more demands.
All right. So, you may sit down. Please relax.
Now she's berating the audience for not sitting.
I have a few axes to grind. I'm not going to talk until you're all sitting. I want you nice and cozy in your seat.
Seriously, what's that about?
I don't know. Is she going to go
on? I brought
a
book in case you take too long and I need to read. Well, I was a Girl Scout, but I got kicked out. And you want to know why? Because my skirt was too short, and I never sold enough cookies. I ate the cookies. Those peanut butter patties are good.
All right, now I think she is making a lesbian joke. I think that's what's happening there. So that was an interminable speech from Madonna that went on. I don't know the audience. It seemed like they were trying to be with her, but it was like, what?
She's there to give an award, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do that. Well.
Do that.
When does that happen?
Do that, exactly. Muse on K-Rock. You are listening to the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39. Hey, don't forget April Foolishness 2013 coming up in just a couple of weeks on Saturday, April 6th at the Gibson Amphitheater. Just wanted to say thanks again to everybody who bought tickets. The show is sold out. And I guess you announced last week, Lisa, while I was gone, that our house DJ for the night is going to be our friend Mike Realm.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
He is unbelievable.
Cool. Yeah.
We put him on the Internet Roundup almost every week because he is the greatest video remixer in the world. And I can't believe he's going to be doing our show. That's just going to be so much fun. In addition to all the great comedy with Jay Moore and Bill Burr and Doug Benson, Rob Delaney, Ari Shaffir, Brad Williams. And, of course, proceeds for the tickets you bought go to the Wounded Warrior Project and Cedars-Sinai NICU. We will have more tickets to give away between now and the show. So if you didn't get them, keep listening to K-Rock for a chance to win. Well, nothing's better than a puppy. That's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. It makes life worth living.
It certainly does. And they have discovered that is true at Dalhousie University, which is in Halifax in Canada, don't you know? And they have created at the school there for the stressed out students, particularly around exam time, they have created a puppy room.
Oh, why didn't I have a puppy room in college? That's such a great idea.
So if you're all stressed out because you got a paper due or something like that, you need a way to calm your nerves a little bit, you just head on down to the puppy room and you get your choice of dogs to play with there. And apparently it just relieves stress. There's just all sorts of emotional and health benefits as a result of that. So we wanted to find out more about this because it sounds like an awesome idea. In fact, I think we need this at K-Rock, don't we?
Yes, yes.
So we asked producer Dave if he could line somebody up, and I believe we have Mr. Gordon Clark on the line from the Dalhousie Student Union in Halifax. Hi, Gordon. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing there?
Hi.
We're doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. We are so excited to read about what you're doing at your school there.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to have it here, eh? It's like it's pretty entertaining for, you know, those of us who work here as well as for the students. It's a great way for them to get relieve some of that tension, eh?
Of course, yeah. Now, I understand that you have volunteers from the Therapeutic Paws of Canada. That's the organization that brings the puppies in. How many dogs and what kind of hours are they available for your students?
Well, that's the group we're working with, Therapeutic Paws of Canada. And, this is not the first time they try something like this. The University of Ottawa also did something like that back in March. That's where we kind of got the idea, eh?
Okay.
And so we'll be providing the puppy room for students for, you know, end of term.
Yeah.
December, early December, the 4th, 5th, and 6th will just be, the puppy room will be open, and we'll have, we got about, looking around, I guess about, 18, 19, 20 puppies here just bouncing around, and everybody's really enjoying themselves, eh?
Oh, that's a lot. Sounds fun.
A lot of puppies, all different kinds of breeds, or are they all similar?
No, we got all different kinds. We got, Newfoundlands, we got poodles, we got collies, whatever your favorite type of dog is, I'm sure you'll find it here. Eh?
Oh, that's the best. So where do these puppies go when they leave the university?
Well, we don't know really what they do with them. We know, there's a large, Korean contingency up here in Halifax, so we're thinking maybe, dinner.
No. Nobody's eating the puppies.
They're meant to eat when they're tender. I mean, that's just the truth right there. You can't
Mr. Clark.
There. I mean, you don't want a tough old dog if you're going
to wait, hold on a second. What just happened? I thought we were talking about a wonderful, beautiful thing where people get to enjoy a puppy, and now you're talking about them enjoying a puppy.
Well, enjoy the puppy all you want, but don't concern yourself about what happens to them after they leave here, eh? That's all I'm saying. It's like, what do you want? You can't don't look a gift puppy in the mouth, you know?
Right, but I think the point is, I think we want, after they've done their time at the school, we want them to be adopted out into happy families where they live a long time in a loving relationship.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll just open a puppy store then here. You know, we got a university to run, okay? It's one thing enough that we're filling up a room full of puppies for these stupid kids, and now you want me to, like, make sure all the puppies are taken care of, too?
Wait.
Taking care of, you know, 4,000 students here, and now you want me to concern myself with what happens to the dogs.
I want the dogs to not be eaten after they leave that room. That's what I want.
Don't worry about it, okay? Look, there'll always be more dogs. There's no shortage of dogs, eh?
Oh, no.
I mean, anywhere you look, you're on the street, you see them running around, eating out of dumpsters and stuff, so don't worry about dogs. Dogs will be fine, okay?
I don't think you're the guy who should be running the puppy room.
That's what we're trying to worry about. The future of Canada, for God's sakes, okay? We're not worried about what happens to the puppies if they end up, you know, as a stew or something. I mean, look, they're being useful before and after. That's the way I look at it, you know?
That doesn't seem like the appropriate lesson for students.
Wait, look, we're not an animal husbandry school, okay? We're an actual university. We're teaching, like, finances and things, like real-world problems. I don't have to worry about the stupid puppies in here. Get away from me. Get off me.
Oh, come on. You're not.
Get off the puppets.
You don't even like puppies.
Get off my. I hate these effing things. They're unbelievably. They're pooping everywhere. Get off my shoe.
Gord, you are not the guy who should be running the puppy room.
Get out of this guy. I hate puppies. I hate you. Get off.
Oh, boy. The puppies are turning.
Yep. I'm rooting for the puppies now. Oh, this makes me so happy.
Wow. Are you okay?
Hello?
I got my nuts.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
You know, figures from history rap against each other. This particular one is Nikola Tesla, who of course came up with the Tesla automobile, and Thomas Edison. It's really weird to think that there's somebody somewhere writing a rap for the guy that invented the Tesla car.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
But he's joking, right?
No.
He knew that wasn't the Tesla guy.
Well, I have to admit that I just went,
Yeah. Lisa's not up.
So,
this is not the backstop
either.
We were hoping for.
No, not at all.
Inventors of history section of
maybe
the,
not
the book
my
got
forte.
Ignored by Lisa as well. I just like the arrogance and the aggressive stupidity of it, where it's like, well, who of course invented the Tesla automobile? Of course, Nikola Tesla.
I am that I missed that.
Who of course invented the Tesla automobile?
Well, no worries. Within 2 seconds, we had been corrected by Twitter and email vigorously.
Oh, the Moments with machine was working overtime last week.
Oh, that's good times. It's a shame Kevin died. All right, it is 6:54 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in on a Tuesday. Ralph joins us now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
And Kevin got run over by a Tesla. That's how he died. Isn't that ironic?
It is ironic.
Yeah. Or I don't know. Let's ask Alanis Morissette if that's actually ironic or not. I always forget what the actual meaning is.
Something to do with spoons and rain on the wedding day. I don't know.
Before I get to Showbiz News, a real American hero, G.I. Joe.
Yeah!
G.I. Joe's back in G.I. Joe Retaliation. This time, Bruce Willis joins the Joe Force because he's the original Joe. See? You get it?
Okay. All right.
You don't get it, man. You weren't there. Bruce Willis, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Channing Tatum, Adrian Palicki. Palicki. You know what I'm saying?
You're not allowed to be excited about Adrian Palicki if you didn't watch her for five freaking seasons on Friday Night Lights.
I can still appreciate her in G.I. Joe! It's coming into theaters everywhere March the 28th. If you'd like to see it for anybody else, we're having a special K-Rock Advance screening Tuesday, March the 26th at the AMC Burbank. Come see the Joe Forces fight their mortal enemy, Cobra. There's threats from within the government that's going against Joe this time around. Promises to be a shoot-em-up good time. As Kevin would say, this movie's loud. Kevin loves a loud movie. You want to see it? Call right now. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First five callers who get through will get a pair of passes to see our special advanced screening of G.I. Joe Retaliation. They're going to retaliate, man. It's Tuesday. It means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD.
Tell me.
In your stores that are available for your entertainment dollar. Here's what you can pick up. The new Justin Timberlake is finally dropping. 2020 Experience, it's called. The new CD is available today. Walking Dead 1 by various artists. Is this songs inspired by zombies?
Some, yes, and also songs that have just appeared on the TV show. Right.
There you go.
And so far, they've been good, the ones I've heard.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club's got a new CD, Spectre at the Feast. I was able to check them out at the Sound City show that, and they played live there at the Palladium. It was amazing. DVDs today, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey with Martin Freeman and Ian McKellen. You can check that out. Zero Dark Thirty, if you missed that in theaters, also available. Straight A's, starring Anna Paquin and Luke Wilson. Ryan Phillippe, this was a movie? I don't remember anything about this.
I don't either.
So that's what's available. You can check that out. Today, Lindsay Lohan was in court yesterday. A little bit late, about an hour late. She showed up, got glitter bombed on her way in. She was wearing the rosary around her neck, you know, because she's a good Catholic girl.
Sure.
And she got slapped with a lot less than people expected. Just a little tap on the wrist. Instead of jail time, she agreed to a plea deal that will entail her staying in a locked rehab facility for 90 days. That means she can't come and go as she pleases. She has to get the treatment for 3 months, then 30 days of community service, and a year and a half of psychological therapy. Judge James Dabney told her, this is it. This is it for you. Now, this time we mean it. This is it. This is it. This is it.
When he says this is it, though, what do you think he means?
He means this is it.
Okay.
He said if she comes back in front of him in any courtroom, he will just impose sentence and be done with it. No more deals. Anybody buying that?
Nope.
And remember Michelle Schacht?
Yes, I do.
Female artist from the 90s, a Lilith Fair regular.
Singer-songwriter.
She's kind of a folky, would wear that goofy hats all the time.
Had a song that K-Rock played in the very early 90s, I think, called Anchorage, that was very popular for a while.
Yes, right. Well, she did a gig in San Francisco at a place called Yoshi's over the weekend, and she emptied the joint, drove people out into the streets with a lengthy anti-gay tirade, which ended with, God hates F-word slur for gay people. Because Michelle, you see, now is a born-again Christian.
Oh, so she has turned her back on her own homosexuality?
Yes.
And she is that what's happened?
And she has unleashed hatred spewing from her mouth to her audiences. And so the people literally streamed out of the building, and it was an empty room by the time she was done with her rant.
I wonder why that message wasn't well received in a club in San Francisco.
I can't imagine. But I'll tell you something. It's not received in Chicago either, because her May 5th show there at Space in Evanston, Illinois, has just been canceled by the promoter. And more of her shows are expected to be scrapped in the coming weeks. So it looks like Michelle's tour, her comeback tour, is neither. Neither a comeback nor a tour.
Homosexual relationships. It's unnatural.
Imagine a bunch of gay guys. We're going to see Michelle Schacht tonight. Remember we saw Lilith Fair in Seattle in 92? This is going to be so much fun. God hates you. Well, that wasn't as much fun as we expected.
That's not the party evening out we were hoping
not
for.
Not at all. Today's celebrity birthday is Glenn Close is 66 years old today. I guess she's close to 70 now. See what I did there?
I unfortunately do, yes, Ralph.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein, 61. Bruce Willis from G.I. Joe Retaliation, he's 58. Rachel Blanchard from Seventh Heaven and Clueless is 37. Zach Lynn of Jimmy Eat World is 37 as well today. And Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw celebrates his 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Alice Genius. The song is called Trojans on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. By the way, if you like that band, that style of music, definitely go to KROQ.com today and check out the two new songs that came out yesterday, including one world premiered here on K-Rock with our friend Kat Corbett from Vampire Weekend. They are back with a double-sided single that is great. Both of the songs are great. And you can hear them at KROQ.com. Ralph, you have for years accused me of being cheap.
Yes. You know why?
And
Because you're cheap.
But I'm not cheap at all. Okay. I'm a very generous person.
Yeah,
and
just
a very generous.
Give up your organs doesn't mean you'll part with a $5 bill. All right?
He's generous in some ways,
yes,
and crazy
in
cheap
and
in other ways.
Organs, but cheap when it comes to money, which is what I think of when I say someone's cheap.
Mm-hmm. And I would disagree with you there, because I will tell you, for instance, I am a very generous tipper when it comes to tipping. Like when I go to, you know, when I go to Denny's, I get my meal. It's like $10. I'll leave $3-4 on that.
Holy moly! Wow, I didn't realize Diamond Jim Brady.
So that's why I'm in a little bit of a quandary about what happened to me at the car wash the other day. I decided to
Before we get into this, can I just reiterate what Dave the King Mexico said in the meeting yesterday, which was, before you even start one of these stories, we all know you're wrong.
Yes.
All right?
How dare you?
Let's just let that be said before we continue. Okay.
Well, this is why I want the room's advice on whether I am in fact wrong or not. So I decided to take my wife's out of town, so I decided to be nice like I do, and I take her car out to get washed and gassed up while she's out of town, so that when she comes back, it's all real nice for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her car had not been to the car wash for a couple of months, probably. So I will admit going in that it needed some work, especially when you have a couple of dogs that run around in the back of the car. There was perhaps some dog hair that needed to be vacuumed up. I'm going to tell you that, but that's what you go to the car wash for.
Doggy slobber on the windows.
Like bulldog slobber. Come on, Lisa. So I take my wife's car into the car wash, and we go to the, the Pink Elephant car wash. You know that one down there,
sure,
by Safeco Field across from the Denny's on 4th Avenue. You know that one I'm talking about.
Love the PE.
So I pull up, and I decide that I'm going to get her the silver wash, which is, they vacuum it out, and they dust inside, and the door jams clean, and they clean the wheels, and they hand dry it and stuff like that after you've gone through the washer deal.
You wouldn't spring for the gold wash, huh? Silver is where you topped off?
Silver is what I decided I did.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I didn't think that I needed, the custom wheel work and all that kind of stuff. But I went
because
for the silver.
You don't love your wife that much.
Which, by the way, is $25, the silver car wash.
Oh, my Lord.
Then they throw the tax and whatnot on there. Now you're about at $28 for a freaking car wash. Now, I don't know when car washes got to be $28, but that seems crazy to me.
I don't know either. Back in our day, you take it down to the livery stable and they just hose it down from the volunteer fireman's truck.
How long have car washes been freaking
$28? They're not, but when you get the silver car wash, then
apparently
they are.
So
milk used to be a nickel, and you take the cream off the top.
So I'm paying the man my $28, which is an outrage, first of all,
for
a car wash. And the guy who's taking the money says, your car looks pretty beat up inside. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm the one who's going to be doing the vacuuming out. And I said, oh, okay, well, thanks. I appreciate that. He says, I know you're going to take care of me. Yeah, of course. I'm going to obviously, you always give the guy a tip who does the vacuuming out on the inside of the car, right?
Yes. I tip the whole team. I tip the wiper downers, the guys who are – I do the hand wash, so they have to dry it by hand and everything.
Right.
I'm throwing money at everybody in that situation. You know why? Because they work at a freaking car wash all
day long. I
know they
do. Now, before I go on, are they not getting paid out of that $28 for the car wash? I'm just asking, do they not draw a salary in addition to what they're making on tips every hour?
They get paid by the hour regardless of what they're doing.
Okay.
Yes. A minimum wage.
Right.
That's what they
a minimum
get.
Wage. So they're like people who wait on you in a restaurant, they mostly make their living off tips.
That's right, Lisa.
So I feel like the guy comes up, and this is part of his game, is to make eye contact, to shake my hand, to introduce himself, because he wants me to have a personal connection with him, because he's hoping that means big, big tip, right?
Well, it's good business.
That's what you do in the service industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's playing the game. All right. So I go through the car wash. I get the outside done, and then I drop it off with my man, and I say, I'm heading across the street to go to Denny's while you take care of it. So that way there's no rush. He's got as much time as he needs to take care of the car, and I'm over there having my grand slam. And I'm looking out, and he's working on my car. He's vacuuming, he's doing his thing, and he's working on it for about a half an hour or so.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Being perched in the Denny's, by the way, just scoping the guy out across the street.
Got his binoculars in one hand, his fork in the other.
Some creepy steak out over his moons over Miami, making notes about what he's doing. If I'm going to tip this guy, he's going to pay for it.
And I have to tell you,
that's a lot.
Hell yeah.
I have to tell you that I barely was able to enjoy my pancakes because I'm so stressed out now. Because now the pressure's on. Because now I've gotten the shakedown. This guy has come up.
You didn't get a shakedown.
I did get a shakedown.
He said, look, I got pictures of you effing a goat. You better give me some money, or else these are going to go to the press.
It was totally a shakedown because now it's not just whatever I choose to give. Now the expectations have been raised. Now the pressure is on that I have to do the right thing. How do I know what the right thing is? How do I know what this guy's expectation is of a great tip on a $28 car wash?
Well, he worked for a half hour on your car.
That's 3 months of dog slobber and stink and hair and all the other crap that's in the back from those dogs.
So I finish my Denny's and I tip them generously like I do, and I walk across the street, and now I'm face to face with my man.
He did a lot more than your waitress at Denny's did. What did you give her?
I think I gave her $4 on $11. So, and that's me sitting at the counter, by the way.
What's that, an 80% tip?
Just about?
It's generous, but then I go to the Denny's all the time.
But she drops the plate in front of you. That's what she did. She took 30 seconds and put a plate of food in front of you. You gave her $4 on 10.
Right. She chose a profession that does not involve her crawling around on her hands and knees and picking coins out from under the car seat, right? That was her choice.
Sweet heavens.
Yes, some people grow up dying to become car washers.
Can't wait.
It is a dream job for them.
Hair. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait to find a used Charms blow pop underneath the front seat.
Look, all I know is the song Car Wash makes
it for my whole life.
The song Car Wash makes it sound like it's a lot of fun working out there in the sun.
It's a lot of fun.
My question to you is, before we have to take a break, is what should I have tipped the man?
Half
an hour on a $28 car wash, what would be the respectable amount for me to give him?
I'm throwing a $5 bill.
I'm just going to give him 10.
You're going to give him 10?
To be honest. 10? For a half hour's worth of work. That's a lot.
How about you, Muggs?
I think Ralph's right. $5 is perfect.
That's minimum.
$5?
Yeah, $5 is perfect.
Let's talk to Steve real quick. Steve is on line 2 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Then we're going to take a break. I'd be curious to take some calls from people, by the way, who, A, have thoughts on me being shaken down by this guy.
Would you stop using the word shaken down?
I'd like to say, first of all, that I was extorted.
Yeah, okay.
I was practically tied up and thrown in the back of the truck, and they shook my pants for change. That's practically what happened.
You wish.
And second of all, I'd like to know what people think the appropriate amount to tip would be. Steve, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
You know, man, I think it's total BS that guy told you that, because you know what? That's a service business. It's your choice if you want to give him a tip or not. And for him to say that, man, I would not have given a tip just because he asked for it. You know that? It's like you give because you want to help him out, hook him up, whatever. But just because he said that, I'd be like, no way, dude. Just for the principle, I won't do it.
Wow. Bigger douchebag than beans.
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second.
That thing existed.
I don't agree with you, Steve. I still think he's entitled to a tip, but I will tell you it made me feel uncomfortable that he was so blatant about coming up and making it known that I was, you know, he was expecting me to take care of him.
Look, dude's hustling. I'm sure most people don't take care of him, so he tries to set up a scenario, an atmosphere where he's more inclined to get something. I don't blame the guy for hustling for tips.
That's too much pressure, though, Ralph.
Well, don't be such a pussy.
I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
But you know what, though? Here's the deal. It's like, that's an industry where people, it's kind of like an unwritten rule where you're going to give a tip. But for him to even say, hey, you're gonna take care of me, right? That's not cool, you know?
I'm sorry you didn't live by your car wash rules, Steve. Sorry you didn't live by your unwritten car wash rules.
I'm with Steve, and I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you called. Thank you very much, Steve. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Do you agree with Steve? Was it a shakedown? Because I kind of think it was. Steve's now turned me back around. Yeah. It was a shakedown.
You should have reported him to the authorities, absolutely.
And what do you think the appropriate tip should have been? I'll tell you how the whole thing played out right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. When we left you, I was staring at a guy after a $28 car wash who was telling me how I was going to have to take care of him for a big, big tip. And I feel like it was a shakedown.
Take care of him?
Look, here's the one thing I know about working at a car wash.
You might not ever get rich, but let me tell you, it's better than digging a ditch.
So before I tell you how the conclusion of the story runs, you can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. What should the appropriate tip have been for the guy who worked a half an hour on my car? Or should, I mean, as some people are suggesting, was he out of line to even confront me like that for the shakedown?
I think the way he said it was wrong, but his initial idea was good. He just should have said, so, hey, I'm going to be working on your car. What is it you, like, what is the problem inside? Is there anything you want me to work on special? Like, just let you know that he's really working for you. That would have been a better way to do it.
Let's see what Fernando says. Fernando is a line 8. I mean, this guy, part of the reason I feel it was a shakedown is he did everything but pull out a wallet full of photos of little babies. You know what I mean? Tell me how tough things were at his house.
He just said, your car's a wreck. You're going to take care of me for taking care of you. That's all he said.
Fernando, if you were in my shoes that day, what would you have done?
Yeah, I would have thrown it right back at him. I would have told him, "Well, bro, if you take care of me, I'll take care of you." Then you see at the end of the job, you put a 5 in your left, a 10 in your right. Depending on how well he did, give him the 5 or you give him the 10.
Good idea. Okay. You dangle different currencies in front of him. You should make him do some tricks, too. Make him tap dance for you while you're at it. What's wrong with you people?
I was taller than him. Should I hold the money up and make him jump and try to catch it?
That would be good.
Okay, thank you for the call. All right, let's go to James real quick. James is on line 1, 1-800-520-1067 here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Hi, James.
Hey.
Hi.
I wouldn't have gave a dime to him. It's expected to give a tip. So why are you going to ask for it?
Boy, you people are easily offended.
He has 12 dogs in his car.
You really got some thin skin.
Well,
it's all guys, too, and it's a confrontation.
Really?
I don't think it was a confrontation.
Oh, there's no bro. You don't get any, bro.
Don't put me up against the wall.
Yeah, don't come to me and ask for a tip. I'll crush you. I'll crush you with poverty.
Thank you, James.
Everybody relax. Jeez, you're so easily offended.
Let's go to Russ. Let's go to Russ on line 6.
He asked for a Hummer. I'm not going to ask for a tip.
Hey, Russ, what's going on, man?
I think $28 for a car wash is extortion to begin with.
Thank you. Oh.
Bean's the one that drove up and paid for it.
If I can afford to spend $28.
Stay the F home and wash it yourself.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Russ.
$5.
You say $5.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be the appropriate amount.
Extortion.
All right,
it's not extortion if you go to a place of business and pay what they're asking for a service.
You could have gone someplace else.
What I'm saying is I think the reason that car wash is so expensive is because they're paying the people who work there. That's what I think. That's where I think a lot of that money is going.
Yeah,
that's why it's more expensive.
They're probably making mid-six-figure salaries there at the car wash. You're right.
Let's take one more from Freddie, only because he worked at a car wash. He has a little bit of an insight that maybe we haven't heard yet. Freddie, thank you for calling the Kevin DeBeach Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Freddie.
Hey, so I used to work at a car wash a while back, and we didn't get paid hourly. We only got paid just depending on how many cars were there. Like, I would get paid $40 for a couple hours, which kind of sucked. But the guy was in the wrong. He shouldn't have asked for any sort of tip. He should have been like, hey, I work on this. Let me figure this out for you. If you want anything done? So, and then I would have given them between 6 and 9, but since he said that, I would have been like, you know what? You're going to get paid anyway, so just that's it.
That's a long conversation to have with a guy at a car wash. I don't want to hear the guy's life story.
All right. Thank you for the call, Freddie. All right. Ralph, I'm going to tell you what I gave the man.
Okay.
All right.
$28 car wash. He worked on it for a half an hour. I gave him $12.
That was very nice.
Very generous. Good for
you. I gave him $12, but you know how much it bugged me as I sat across the street at Denny's watching him work on my car. And after the shakedown, you know, after he held a gun to my head, you know how much it bugged me. And I couldn't just drive away after giving him the $12. I had to find out from him what he thought I'm going to take care of you means.
Why do you fill your life with this garbage?
Because I just, it would haunt me till I died if I didn't know. So I gave him the $12 and he looked at me and he did not look happy. And I said, what were you expecting? What did you think the tip was going to be? He said, I thought it'd be 20. I thought you'd give me 20.
Okay, that's a lot.
I thought, ridiculous. It's a $28 car wash.
Yeah.
He wanted another 20. Now we're getting close to $50 to get the car wash, by the way.
You could have a car detailed for $50 by a dude.
Right, right. So you say I'm the cheapest man in America. 12 is, that's generous, right?
Yeah, it is.
That was a good tip, right?
I think it's very generous, yeah.
For half an hour, I thought it was too. So, but apparently he's dissatisfied and I'll never forgive him and I may never go back. So apparently it's a lose-lose for everyone all around.
Well, at least you won't be haunted for the rest of your life by it.
All this week here on the World Famous K-Rock, we are giving away tickets to see System of a Down at the Hollywood Bowl. That show is coming up on July 29th, and you qualify for a trip to see them play in Milan, Italy, don't you know? Unfortunately, you're getting to Italy a little bit too late to be the new Pope. That job's already taken. Our friend Andy Dick from Dancing with the Stars joins us next hour. Right now, though, Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money nationally syndicated sports radio show. Hi, Money. How are you, buddy?
I'm well. What's happening, guys?
Great to talk to you. Is it too late for us to all just be Heat fans?
Right? No, it is not. It absolutely is not. Well, I guess in the city of Los Angeles, now it's twofold. You know, not only is LeBron James not just threatened, but basically has overtaken Kobe as the greatest player in the game right now, but now he and his Heat are threatening the 72 Lakers and their record streak for consecutive wins because after last night, you know, when you see the Boston Celtics, a very good defensive squad, go up 20 points and still the Heat come out with the victory, I don't know if they're going to lose the game next.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Lisa and I were talking about this earlier today, Money. It's getting to the point where even people who don't follow basketball on a day-to-day basis are checking their box scores to see if the Heat won again because it's becoming so remarkable. I mean, like you said, they were behind by 20. Jeff Green for Boston had 43 points last night, but LeBron still played him right to the very end.
Yeah, and that's the difference. And that's kind of what, you know, when people would scream and yell at me for being a Kobe hater because I said LeBron James is the best player in basketball a couple of years ago. That's probably like 3-4 years ago. I said, here's the thing about LeBron. He has the Michael Jordan factor, which is every time he has the ball in his hands, you expect something good to happen. Like right. there's, you know, the percentage of your expectations that are, oh, this is going to go horribly wrong. It's somewhere between 0% and 1%.
Right.
It's just the level at which he is playing right now.
And they're playing Cleveland next, then Detroit, then Charlotte, then Orlando, then Chicago. They can handle that.
Yeah, I guess the one little X factor in there would be Chicago because Derrick Rose, you know, reportedly was going to come back last night. Now, look, I mean, how good can a guy that's been out for almost an entire year be? But, you know, he's a load to deal with. So that might be the one you circle that prevents
right.
them from getting to 30. But outside of that, who knows when this thing's going to start? And I'm talking even playoffs, you know? Like, remember when the Lakers, on their second playoff run, just ripped through the Western Conference? They swept everyone, and they only lost one game in the finals. Like, that's how good this team looks right now and unstoppable they look right now.
It is funny because there are some records in sports, and that Lakers consecutive game win streak is one that you just imagine is going to stand forever. You just never hear about streaks getting anywhere near this anymore. That's why it's so remarkable to see what they're doing. All right, you mentioned Derrick Rose. Let's talk about a couple of other guys that are injured. What are you hearing about Kobe? He hates sitting on the bench almost more than any player in basketball. How long is he going to be there?
Yeah, that's just one of those. I mean, there's a reason why it's indefinite, and it's because you just don't know. They'll continue to test the ankle. I mean, look, you know, you can't play. You know, you cannot play a game where you're moving laterally, stopping, starting, cutting, you know, with that particular injury. It just does not work. And you'll hear him describe it as a high ankle sprain. What kind of sprain is it? Basically, that's just severity. How severe is it? And we don't really know. That's not something they're interested in divulging because then, of course, when he gets out there, they're going to test him and run guys at him. So you have to put more pressure on it. But I guess, you know, look, Kobe, it's well known. Like you said, he doesn't like sitting on the bench. He'll come back as soon as he can. The fact that he sat out 3 games basically tells you this thing's really, really bad. And I think typically, I hate playing doctor just because I don't know. I don't know what they have, the information. But typically, I mean, you're talking a couple weeks. The good news is the Utah Jazz are playing horrible. So really, all that matters is that they can manage to hold on to that number 8 spot because it doesn't matter if they get 6, 7, or 8, and those are the only 3 playoff spots realistically they can attain because every team they're going to play, whether it's the Clippers, Thunder, or Spurs, are really, really good. So just get in, figure it out, and then see if you can get healthy by the time the postseason starts.
Right, like you said, they just have to keep pace with Utah. Now, they don't want to make the mistake they made a couple nights ago where they did put Kobe in and he was a detriment to the team because he was hurt and he played poorly.
Yeah, that was a horrible idea. I mean, from the second the game started, you could just see, oh no, this is, but you know, to their credit, they overcame it and still got the win. Last night was just weird. You know, that was just one of those weird games where 0 shots went in. They were out of sync defensively. They were missing assignments, and that may be a little back-to-back deal, you know, a home and road back-to-back, which are never easy. They just got snatched up by a really, really bad team. So right. I guess that's why people are freaking out today.
This is the voice of Matt Money Smith here on the Kevin Amin Show from the Petros and Money Radio Show, weekday afternoons, AM 570. How about Powell? He's supposed to be back this week too, right?
Yeah, and that's an interesting one because, remember, one of the big controversies with Mike D'Antoni, who's the Lakers head coach, is that he decided to send a, I don't say surefire, but likely Hall of Famer who helped the Lakers win two championships, who's one of the arguably the greatest international player ever, to the bench because he couldn't figure out how to play Powell and Dwight Howard at the same time. So when Powell gets healthy, when you come back from an injury like Planner, you don't want to sit. So Powell's, you know, out there warming up, getting his body loose. The injury's warm, so he's feeling better. It's very hard to then send that same guy to the bench for 8 minutes or 12 minutes of real time before you get him back into the game because that injury tightens.
Right.
So that's why it's going to be interesting to figure out how D'Antoni makes this work when Powell comes back, because he won't be nearly as effective if you bring him off the bench because that injury is going to bug him. If you start him, you can get a nice, you know, 8-12 minutes out of him before sending him to the bench, and then he kind of stays warm.
Right, right, right. In our remaining moments here, we got to talk about the Clippers for a second, and that is, I really thought when they started out so great this season that at some point it was going to be a collapse and the familiar disappointment would come back to Clippers fans. But the way they played against New York the other night, they still look great and they still look like they're in a great position heading into the playoffs, right?
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a superstar, you know, and they do. And almost two of them, you know, Blake Griffin is certainly on his path to superstardom. But right now, Chris Paul is one of the five best players in the league, likely one of the three best players in the league. I think most people would put him right behind LeBron and Kevin Durant. The level at which he's playing, and that's probably how you'll see the MVP vote lay out, is LeBron first, Durant second, Chris Paul third. And that's the difference, you know, when other guys aren't ready to step up or have a good night, night in and night out, Chris Paul's there to carry him. And
right.
And it's not just the ability, it's an attitude. And I guess that's the big deal. I mean, that was kind of the Clippers' deal, you know, is just things would go bad and they'd have the wrong guys and they wouldn't care anymore and they'd lose games. But when you got CP3, man, he'll just drag you through what is, you know, an arduous 82-game regular season and make sure you end up with close to 60 wins, a good playoff seeding, and a real shot at making a run.
Now, were you rolling with CP3 when he visited Little Wayne in the hospital the other night? Were you taking him some syrup? What were you doing?
I was, instead, Dean, you'll be happy to know, I was in the fine city of Chicago, Illinois, calling the Big Ten tournament, the basketball tournament there, checking out the Green River and countless drunks. When it was no later than 9:30 in the morning, stumbling into the strike. I saw a woman was attacked by a bus at 9:30 who couldn't stand up straight because it was St. Patrick's Day.
Chicago's a great town to be in for St. Patrick's Day. That's so much fun.
Yeah, you can't beat it. I mean, the parade starts early. The river's dyed green the night before. And I'm not kidding you when I say people are housed by 7:30 a.m.
Hilarious.
And that thing winds up at like noon. I mean, people can't stand. They're sleeping. It was like a war zone. It's like a zombie attack just occurred. There's people just laying everywhere at noon on a weekend. And you don't know what the hell just happened.
That's awesome that you get to go home for stuff like that. Well, listen, I know that we're going to be putting the NBA on the back burner here for a couple of weeks with March Madness. I'm sure we'll have you back on again soon, Money, but it's always great to hear your perspective on the NBA, and we really appreciate the time. Thanks.
Come on, love it. Thanks, guys.
Our friend Andy Dick makes a visit to the Kevin Amin Show next hour here on the Kevin Amin Show. He's a contestant on Dancing with the Stars that debuted last night on ABC. You know, this is the 16th go-round, 16th cycle for Dancing with the Stars.
No way.
People love people who dance.
Oh, my God.
And I would like to remind everybody once again that Kevin and me are the ones who poo-pooed the idea right before it was coming on for the first time. We're like, yeah, that may work in other countries. America is not going to sit still for ballroom dancing. That show's a stiff. That show, they'll pull that show after two episodes, we predicted.
That's the show that opened the floodgates. Now we have High Diving with the Stars, and it's all to blame for Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Anyway, very excited to catch up with Mr. Dick, and that's not the first time I'm sure I've said that. Ralph is here, time for the showbiz beat now on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Lil Wayne is reportedly out of Cedars-Sinai Hospital. He's on his way home to recover. Still no word on exactly what caused his seizures. There was speculation that it was Scissor that he was binging on, and there was a subsequent codeine overdose. However, his good friend Birdman says that's not the case at all. Had nothing to do with drugs, he said. He says, because Lil Wayne loves the fans too much and was working too hard. You know how sometimes you work so hard you start to have seizures?
Never happened to me.
Well, I guess you don't love your fans enough,
Lisa. I guess I don't.
It certainly happened to me.
I didn't know that loving your fans too much could put you in the hospital.
Oh, that's
serious.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a bunch of hogwash.
I might seize right in the middle of this showbiz beat. That's how much I care about the fans and how hard I work. Another day, another just endless series of remakes and reboots when it comes to Hollywood. Warner Brothers yesterday began filming their brand new Godzilla movie. It'll be Godzilla 3D out in mid-2014. Here's the lineup. Here are your stars of Godzilla. Ken Watanabe. Well, of course, need somebody to go, "Look out, Godzilla!" Need that guy. Aaron Taylor Johnson, better known as Kick-Ass to many of you. Elizabeth Olsen. Juliette Binoche.
Oh.
David Strathairn.
Wow.
And
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, Leonardo's not in the cast, Kevin. Bryan Cranston rounds
out
the cast.
Wow. That's a sounds great like cast.
A legit movie.
Quite a cast for a Godzilla movie.
You know, they never stopped making those Godzilla movies. Not all of them make it to America, but that's still a successful franchise in parts of the world.
Yeah, remember the legendary Matthew Broderick one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do remember that one. I thought that killed it in America.
Woof. And this is bad news. This is not good news. Deadline's reporting that Tom Cruise's next project could be as starring in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He would play Napoleon Solo, the legendary character played by Robert Vaughn in the 60s spy series.
I love that show.
You would be excited about that show turned into a movie.
I am. I'm not excited about Tom Cruise playing Napoleon Solo.
Okay. How come?
Napoleon Solo has to have a certain amount of humor and charm and grace, and he has to be dangerous but at the same time sort of wry, and he has to have a lot of charisma. And Tom Cruise, when he tries to play spies and stuff, is just so, he's so earnest, and it's all just jumping off of buildings, and it just, you know. It works in the Mission Impossible movies because the star of the Mission Impossible movies is the mission. It's like whatever con they're trying to pull off, whatever they're trying to do in the show. But this is all personality-based. You have to have a Clooney. You have to have somebody with a certain amount of panache and style to pull off Napoleon Solo. It's like an American James Bond, if you will.
Gotcha.
And I just don't see Jack Reacher filling those shoes in any way. So
he is a little bit, I think he's a good actor, but he's a little bit of a robot.
Yeah, he is.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. A little too much manufactured intensity in most of those kind of roles, which is just not what this is called for. So that bums me out. Hey, how about some music news?
Sure.
Bauhaus frontman Peter Murphy was arrested on Saturday. Have you heard about
saw
this?
Saw his mugshot. Not pretty.
Yeah. After he rear-ended a car in Glendale, California, then took off. Glendale News Press says an eyewitness followed Murphy to Los Angeles, pulled in front of him, and blocked his car until cops showed up. That's a citizen's arrest right there.
Yeah, I like it.
Glendale! The driver of the car Peter hit was able to get his license plate number before an ambulance arrived to take her to the hospital. Police say Peter Murphy seemed confused and didn't know what day or time it was. He was Kevining. He claimed he wasn't drinking, but did take his prescription anxiety medication. Peter allegedly dumped a small plastic bag filled with methamphetamines in the patrol car when he was being detained. He said, however, the bag wasn't his.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes people just put small baggies on you full of drugs. Mm-hmm. You know how it is. Peter's being held at $500,000 bail because officers were afraid he was a flight risk. He lives in Turkey.
Oh.
I did not know that, but that's great news.
Did they ask Peter Murphy how Bela Lugosi is feeling?
Oh, wow, man.
What? He was the singer for Bauhaus.
Please.
Sing that song.
And Garbage will release a live DVD and Blu-ray on May the 28th. If, like me, you're a huge Garbage fan, 1 Mile High Live was filmed on the band's tour for its most recent studio album, Not Your Kind of People. The show that they filmed was the October 6th show at the Ogden Theater in Denver, Colorado, hence the 1 Mile High. Former Jane's Addiction and Nine Inch Nails bassist Eric Avery joined Garbage for that tour. So it's 21 songs, bonus material, and all that good stuff. So if you're a Garbage fan, May 28th is the date for that.
We were all lucky enough to see Garbage on that last tour, and it was as good as they've ever been, wasn't it?
That's the truth.
Incredible.
Boy, what a great band. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Glenn Close is 66 years old. Today, movie producer and studio exec Harvey Weinstein is 61. Bruce Willis, soon to be seen in the new G.I. Joe, is 58 years old. Rachel Blanchard from Seventh Heaven and Clueless is 37, as is Zach Lynn, drummer for Jimmy Eat World. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, Lisa May.
Yes.
Tomorrow, director Harmony Korine is going to be joining us. He is the director of Spring Breakers.
That movie's getting good reviews.
It looks like the perviest movie ever filmed. I don't know how he does it, but he does make the... It feels like the camera should be arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior, the way it shoots some of those girls in bikinis.
Sounds good.
So Harmony Korine will be on the show tomorrow. Also, our friend Kevin Smith stops by, Adam Carolla, and Cousin Sal talking about the March Madness NCAA tournament. That's all tomorrow right here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though... Our friend Mole is on the phone. What a pleasant surprise this is. Hi, Mole.
Hey, Mole. Kevin B. Haley. Somebody you know who it is?
Yes.
Yes, Mole.
It's Mole.
How are you, man? What's going on?
What's going on? Where's Kevin?
He is on vacation this week.
Oh, getting more Mexican pec surgery.
it's actually possible. And it's funny you should say that, Mole, because he did go to Mexico. So maybe he did have an appointment down there. I don't know.
His shirt's going to be tight when he comes home. Hey, first off, you guys, Aaron, go bras. Can you guys do me a quick favor?
Sure.
Can you pick up some more cabbage on your way over to my place for the party? Because I accidentally made my last one into a bongaroo.
You're not talking cabbage. It sounds like you're talking about St. Patrick's Day. You mean
for the St. Patty's No Fatties party?
You mean from
Tooraloo-a-ludes.
You mean from this past weekend? Though you had a party over the weekend. Is that what you mean?
Today's St. Patrick's Day party. Today's St. Patrick's Day.
Full. St. Patrick's Day was Sunday. St. Patrick's Day already passed. You missed it.
I think you guys are on Ireland time.
Nope. I'm pretty sure that Sunday was March 17th. Yes, and today is the 19th.
You know what? That's probably why T.J. O'Malley's was throwing all that corned beef in the dumpster.
Because it's over.
I didn't get my meat at T.J. O'Malley's dumpster, okay? Don't be weird. I'm not weird. But listen, for the party, I cooked totally Ireland, Europe style. I went all out. I made corned horse. This is in Europe.
Yeah, horse meat is very popular in Europe these days.
It's delicious, it's nutritious, and it lost its last six races at Santa Anita, so, you know, I don't know. I know.
So no one's going to miss it, right?
No, listen, I'm AM drunk, dudes. I'm telling you what, I'm doing shots of Jenna Jameson's.
No, Jameson's, that's the name of a whiskey. That's nothing to do with the porn star.
No, this is Irish whiskey with Hep C. Hey, I know, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Irish.
Irish who?
I wish you guys would come to my St. Patty's party and bring some more horse mustard.
I don't even want to know about it. You already missed St. Patrick's Day, but you can start planning early for next year, and it'll be a killer party.
Head on this stuff. But I'll tell you what. What's up for the Oscars this year? Seth Rogen hosting?
Okay, it was
kebabs.
It was Seth MacFarlane, and the Oscars were like a month ago. You really have got to stay current, Mole. I don't know what's going on with you.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I made all these pony kebabs for nothing. I'm hooked on horse, you guys.
Yeah, you are. It sounds like it.
The narcotic.
Can I ask you a question, Mole? And I don't do this very often, but is it true, and this is terrifying to think about, this could shut down the internet, is it true that you are a part of a podcast now?
Oh, yes, the most popular podcast in the world, the Big Three podcast. Yes, I'm the Simply Down the Podcast Network. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know that it's the most popular podcast
That's
in the world.
People say. That's what they say, yeah. It's me, Dan Barney, and Scary Perry Caramello. We did that movie, Windy City Heat, and we still work together.
Yes, I know. I remember Windy City Heat is a classic. You guys are doing a podcast. Now, do you have somebody who prepares the information and the details for you? They're not putting that on your shoulders,
you
are they?
Can you do that?
No, what I'm saying is I think you're the guy who, if you're in charge of the details of that podcast, I think it would run into a lot of operating problems.
It really does. But you know what? Actually, it's really good because it's the most popular podcast in the world. And we have a big live show on March 24th. We do a live video podcast on the Video Podcast Network, the same one as Adam Rockola.
Adam Carolla, right. Okay. Right. Who really does have the most popular podcast in the world, actually.
Well, it's the Big Three, and then there's something about horse meat recipes, and then there's us.
All right. Big Three podcast available on the Big Three website and on iTunes.
And Video Podcast Network. Hey, let me ask you a question. Who do you think is going to be the new pope?
Well, they've already selected the new pope, and they picked that cardinal from Argentina. Now he's Pope Francis.
Hey, let's go hang out with that dude. We'll have some holy wine, some... horse burgers.
I knew there were going to be horse burgers in there. All right, Mole. Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys.
Lisa, is it always a pleasure to welcome Andy Dick back to the Kevin
Andy
and Bean
Dick.
Show? I love Andy,
best.
Too.
God bless.
I was trying to get you to say I love Dick, but you wouldn't say it. Thanks.
Oh.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
You can welcome do back, that, but we can't sing our song.
No, you can't sing your song. I'm sorry. That song is love line appropriate, perhaps. Not so much for the Kevin and Bean Show. Right. It's not us, Andy. We love it. We'd love to hear the song, but
we,
you know.
We have a Disney version. Speaking of Disney, what about that Zendaya?
She's something else. Let's talk about Dancing with the Stars. That's what Andy's referring to. Zendaya is someone I had never heard of before. She's on a Disney show called Shake It Up.
Yes.
And she is one of your celebrity castmates for season 16 of Dancing with the Stars. Let's go back to the beginning, Andy.
Yes.
Why, how, what?
Who, where, when, why, how?
Yes,
well,
you of all people.
I know. They asked me to do it first season, and I said, F no. And don't ask me again. But, you know, because first of all, I didn't think the show, I thought the idea of the show is like, what? No, come on. No one's going to watch that.
Stupid.
16 seasons later, biggest hit ever.
Yeah.
And they kept asking me here and there, but I was never in a place where I thought I could dance. And by the way, still not. I just was ready to take something on that monumentous.
It's an enormous time commitment, right? I mean, you can't really do anything else.
Nothing else.
While you're doing this.
I moved
so
in.
So it's your full-time job. You wake up in the morning and your job today is to learn the foxtrot or whatever, right?
Yes. Last week, the foxtrot. I got that down, I guess you could say. And next week, it's jazz. And I was excited about that. I said to my partner, Sharna Burgess, who's the best dancer in the troupe.
Yes.
I said, so we're going to do jazz so we can really like let go and there's not going to be so many... There's not. It's not so technical. Yeah. She went, no, it's still... There's a lot of... technical stuff. And that's the thing is that for me, for the foxtrot, I felt like I needed to get the technical stuff down because I wasn't sure where my fans were going to be at. I really wasn't. Yeah. Where's America at with me? What's the temperature with me out there?
I think America doesn't think about you very much is what I think. I think America is largely amazed that you're still alive. They go, wait a minute, that's Andy Dick? You're kidding me. I thought he died like 5 years
that's
ago.
That's what I felt like that. And so I felt like I was going to be relying on the judges' scores.
Oh, so you couldn't win over necessarily the popular vote.
Yes,
I see what you're saying.
I was going to surprise everybody with perfect tens. Now, that didn't happen. The opposite happened. America was very responsive, and the judges weren't. I mean, Carrie Ann was very sweet.
Yeah.
She was sweet.
Look, you get a lot of points for showing up and being a non-dancer, being a complete rank amateur, no matter who you are stepping onto that stage, and learning how to do something completely different. I mean, you get a lot of points just for showing up. No, I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm saying that's true for almost every celebrity on that show, is no one has done anything like this before.
No. And the
until they're on that show.
Yeah. And if you would see... how I was going in the whole, not just the first day, but the first two, three, four, five, the whole first week, I just wasn't getting it. And
you wanted to quit, didn't you, Andy?
I wanted to quit. I was figuring
it's gotta be so frustrating.
I was gonna fake an injury. It was the most frustrating
thing.
A
heart attack.
This is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But I'm starting to enjoy it because once you learn the steps and you learn the moves and you're now doing it like a robot, you have to go, okay, now can you just let loose?
It's like learning your lines.
Yeah, like learning. It is exactly like learning my lines. I learn my lines until they're rote and then I kind of throw them out and then I put my own spin on it. Yeah. And that's what I've been doing with the dancing.
Did you talk to your little sober buddy, Mike Catherwood, who was in a similar position on Dancing with the Stars a couple of seasons ago, for some advice?
Yes, and he's the best.
I think you were better than he was.
Well, good. That's nice. What did he tell me? I don't remember. He just said I think his biggest piece of advice was to just be me. You know, just be myself.
No, not in your case, Andy. No, don't be you. Be a much better, cleaned up version of you.
That's true. Yeah, a more Disney.
What's
version.
It like
for it's ABC?
The dancing is tough enough. Yeah. Is there any? I mean, you've been in show business more than half your life, but is there any nervousness, any pressure of knowing that you're on live television to America in front of probably the biggest audience you've ever been
ever.
In front of in your life, right?
Ever
at one time.
Well, I did. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you were there at the third and final Woodstock. Were you there?
Yes. We went to 99. We didn't go to the last one.
I was the one that helped close that thing down.
Right.
I mean, I really.
That's
a
big crowd.
I got that crowd. That was 300,000 people, and I got them riled up because I was going on in between bands with my band, Andy Dick and the Bitches of the Century. I'm trying to take this opportunity, by the way, Bean, to reestablish my band because we never went away. We have 5 albums. We're coming out with a new one.
I love your band. You know that.
Thank you. I know you do. And I know that you won't let us do a current song. So we won't do that because it's a little inappropriate. But you know what? Back in the day, we would have been able to do it. Temperatures have changed.
Everything has changed.
Everything has changed dramatically.
But Andy, I'm with Paris Dillon just to say hi.
Remember the days when you came in and would serenade Lisa with Little Brown Ring? Remember your beautiful love song about the anus, Little Brown Ring?
Yes.
Those were happy days for us,
weren't
they?
Yes. That song is much nastier than the song that we have today. But that's okay. We won't do it. But I wanted to say, what were you saying? That
talk about the pressure, live TV, biggest audience of your life.
So 300,000 at Woodstock got them riled up till they were throwing bottles and rocks and open knives and then burning things down and raping each other.
Oh, my God.
The show shut down. We shut that show down. But with this show, Dancing with the Stars, over 25 million people?
Yeah, it's insane. It's like the only... There's no show that gets numbers like Dancing.
No!
It's insane. Yeah.
So the pressure and the... it was nerve-wracking.
Have you ever worn a tuxedo before?
Well, yes, of course. I wore a tuxedo to prom. I wore a tuxedo to a couple black tie events. I think the Emmys. I wore a tuxedo when the Ben Stiller show won an Emmy. I wore a tuxedo there. But this tuxedo is different, by the way. This is a dancing tuxedo. There's a difference because the shirt, first of all, let's go right to the shirt underneath, it's kind of a onesie.
Oh.
So it has these straps that hook under your groin. So
it doesn't come untucked.
Come up. Yeah, it doesn't come untucked.
Yeah.
And then that is also elasticed down on your pants. And then suspenders. Yeah.
This is the voice of Andy Dick here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about his current appearance on Dancing with the Stars. He'll be seen on the show tonight. I guess it's all footage that has been shot of the rehearsals leading up to the first dance, right? That's what we see tonight. And then you dance again next Monday night, correct?
Oh, okay. They have another show, which
tonight,
I thought...
Right.
Okay, good, good. Okay.
Now, here's my question for you. And that is, I always think whenever I watch these rehearsals, and it's always a man and a woman together dancing very closely, spending lots of hot, sweaty hours together in very compromising positions, there has to be sexual tension between you and your beautiful co-star, Sharna.
Sharna.
There has to be.
Sharna Burgess is... Yeah, I was telling
she's
you.
She's beautiful and
she's
talented.
Gorgeous.
But I just feel like you need to hit that day one just to release the sexual tension out of the air so that you can now concentrate and think about dancing. Am I right?
So you can say hit that. See, I'm not sure the things you can say or not say. You know, once again, the song we have is not even that hard. But anyhow, I agree with you. The tension between Sharna and I is thick.
Right. And I'm sure she wants you as much as you want her. That's obvious. Just look at you. But I mean, how do you handle that? Like, how do you address that as professionals that have to work together every week for potentially a couple of months?
I don't know. I was going to say it's as thick as pea soup. But in my case, it's more like a chunky clam chowder.
That's creepy, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Honestly, we have a sexual tension, I believe. I mean, ask her and she probably will deny it. But if you spend all day, every day, pressed up again, like you said, compromising positions, I'm pressed up. I'm like, she can feel me. I have to.
Yes.
I should tape myself down.
What are you doing about it is my question. How do you diffuse that?
I take care of myself.
You just take five minutes off of every hour to handle yourself.
Yes. It helps with the dancing to have that too. Like when you get to the tango and stuff, it'll be great.
It does. And she has a boyfriend, so that's fine.
And you probably do too, so really there's no danger there, right? All right. Everything we ever wanted to know about Dancing with the Stars. Our guest is Andy Dick. We'll return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. We were just talking to Andy Dick off air about how long he's been coming into the Kevin and Bean Show. It's over 20 years you've been guesting on this show, Andy.
I'm old. 47
years old. We're all old, my friend.
I know.
And You are here with one of your bitches of the century friends. Paris is in the band, right? He's in.
Yes,
he's a bitch.
He's the newest bitch.
He's the newest bitch.
Tim Walsh is the oldest bitch. They were in the audience last night for me. My family and my band was in the audience of Dancing with the Stars.
Andy was twinkling his toes like crazy. It was great.
Andy, I don't get serious on this show, but I was so proud of you last night for being there on time and for looking good and for obviously putting in the work. And you did not embarrass yourself. And thanks to D.L. Hughley, there's no way you're going home next week. So you got at least another week.
But God bless him. I love him. He is good. He's a friend of mine. So
tell me what it's like with all the celebrities. You know, of course, you know a guy like D.L., but a lot of those people you've never met before. What's it like hanging out in a room with, you know, Jacoby Jones and also Dorothy Hamill? I mean, it's got to be kind of a weird experience.
It's a trip. DL, yes, we have known each other for years. Remember, he had a show. He had a show, and I sang live with the Bitches of the Century on his talk show or whatever that show was that DL Hughley had. I remember singing Leonard's Ass is Bleeding on his show. And so I knew him and we were friends, but you're right. Jacoby Jones, what a trip. The guy just won the Super Bowl.
And you're hanging out with him.
Hanging out with him. Sweetest, nicest guy. But the one person that I bonded very strongly with, surprisingly, was Dorothy Hamill.
Oh, really?
I think she's still America's sweetheart. She is the gold medal winner. Did I already tell you? I was like, I watched those Olympics.
76, right?
Yeah, when I was 12. And I think
did you have her haircut? I see you with her haircut.
I think
you totally
I
pull that
did.
Off.
I think I did. I wasn't making her money though. Remember, she was on the cover of everything. And was she on Wheaties or no? But
so are you guys? Yeah, she was. So are you guys like friends now?
We're beyond friends. Our kinship is deep and strong, and I think it's because we're both survivors. She survived breast cancer, and I, you know, knock on wood, have survived alcoholism. I've survived this struggle. I'm still alive. I'm here, and I feel like I've gone through it and I've come out the other end.
How many? That's great, by the way. Congratulations. How many days or weeks or months do you have now?
I keep that private, but
really?
Let's
that's
say
unusual.
That I've been.
No, it is. Most people want to share that because it's a reinforcement of where they're at and their, you know, commitment.
And
to
you
it.
Know me, and you know I have been in the past the boy who cried wolf. I come on this show and I'm like, I'm great, I'm all fine. I have 3 months. I have a year. I have at one point I had 2.5 years.
Yeah,
wow. And then to fall off the wagon. Now I just say I have. As they say, I have today.
Today.
You know, and I like that.
I saw you say in an interview the other day, Andy, that being on Dancing with the Stars is the best rehabilitation program you've ever been in. Tell me why.
It is. It rehab, and I would know. I've been there 13 times. I've been to rehab 13 times. Rehab is boring. It's slow. It can be effective. But this, what I'm doing now, it puts you through the ringer. We were just talking about how these Olympic gold medalists win. And
right,
it's not
they do
because,
really well.
Yeah, and it's not because they're the best dancers per se. It's because their mindset, they've got that work ethic.
Yes.
And an old teacher of mine from Chicago, she's my improv teacher. Her name also happens to be Sharna, the same as my dance partner. She said, she's making people vote for me just to keep me on track and to keep the discipline up because she knows that's what I need. It's what I need. I need to be this disciplined and keep this busy to stay sober.
Nobody, I don't care who you are, if you are doing the kind of training that they're doing, you cannot go out at night.
No, you can't.
And party.
People
are exhausted.
People did. They went out last night. I went out to grab some food.
Yeah.
It was at Mixology. They were having a party. We went out after with my son and my friends in the band. And some of the cast members were drinking it up. And I was looking at them like, man, that was me just a few years ago. And they're going to hurt and they're going to be out of the game.
Yeah.
Andy, do you have any expectations of how you're going to perform? In other words, have you set your sights so high that you'll be disappointed if you don't survive it past a certain week?
Great question. I've been answering that last week with ask me after the first dance is over. Now that the first dance is over, I did the Foxtrot. I wasn't bad. I wasn't bad. I worked very hard. I wasn't as good as some of my rehearsals, but that was because it was smooth and there was nobody watching.
Yeah.
But I was not bad, and now I think I don't think I'm going to win. Okay, folks, come on. I'm not the best dancer ever, but I think I have a shot at going very far, like getting up into the top three, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Let
awesome.
Me see what some of the people are saying on Twitter about Andy Dick, because I always love this. It's a snapshot of where you're at in America on Twitter these days.
I agree with you.
Derek Huff, for instance, who's one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars, he tweets, great job, Andy Dick. Redemption, keep fighting.
Wow.
Here's someone named Angela. Andy Dick on Dancing with the Stars is proof they need to change the name of that show. Okay, that's good.
What's it, Dancing with the Drunks?
D.L. Hughley says, my wife just left me for Andy Dick. Which I think is nice. Before you go, Andy, you're on Legit. You just did Legit this season?
Legit. Jim Jeffries, funny guy.
Hilarious.
Hysterical.
Hilarious.
One of the funniest guys out there. And he's got this great new show. And then I play myself on the show and also his friend. And then I give him a free scholarship to my acting class.
It is one of the funny. It's probably the funniest new show of this season. It's great. We've had him on a bunch of times talking about it. And I know you're on Broke Girls this season too. But what's the overall plan? When are you going to get back on TV for reals, like with your own thing?
Well, right now, I would love to have Dancing with the Stars. That's the other thing. If I get voted off next week, that's fine too. I had a great run. It just this month has been spectacular.
Yeah.
And if I could just springboard this into a series, that's where I feel more comfortable. Just doing this, what we're doing now, Bean. Just talking, hanging out. You know, acting is my thing. I'm not a dancer. I'm just having fun.
Well, you know, maybe this reintroduces you to people, and they go, hey, Andy Dick, I like that dude. Let's find something for him. I'd love to see that happen. All right, when are the bitches going to be playing locally? You got anything coming up?
Every week. We
play
do
all the time, yeah.
Paris Dillon, Tim Walsh, me. Every week we're taking a little bit of a break with this Dancing with the Stars thing, but we're at the Improv all the time, almost every Wednesday, doing Comedy Juice.
We do the Ice House in Pasadena.
The Ice House.
All right.
Good. Comedy
we're
going to
be, as soon as I get voted off, I shouldn't say when, but if I get voted off, we're going to be touring all around America.
Well, I want people to come see you because we weren't able to let you perform your song about things that you can do with your fingers here this morning on the Kevin DeBeach Show, but it sounds like a song people will enjoy, so please go see the Bitches of the Century when they're playing near you, and watch Andy Dick Monday and Tuesday nights on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And by the way, you can pull out your cell phone with AT&T like I did and vote for Andy at 3411. Just
That's
type in 3411 and vote.
Part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vote. Yeah. Vote and keep Andy on the show, even if you don't care about Dancing with the Stars, because he's a good guy and he deserves it. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
That Andy Dick is just a pleasure, isn't he?
He is. He's just the nicest
that dude.
Guy and interesting.
Genuinely love him.
Yeah. The wheels are on. There's not a more gentle, entertaining, generous spirit than Andy Dick. When the
you
wheels
know what
are
it
off,
is? Yeah, it's a different story.
It's magic time.
I was telling Lisa, here's my thing on Andy, is that every emotion is right at the surface with him. You just feel like you've never met anyone more genuine in terms of just being himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
That's what I love about him.
He's a good man. Let's take a look at the showbiz news. It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are available for your entertainment dollar. Is anyone still buying the DVDs? I like the DVD. I've got
if
a little collection
a
at home. I've got them stacked up alphabetically and stuff. I like to peruse them sometimes.
Yeah. And if it's a movie that I love, I want to see those extras in the director's commentary and see how it was made and things like that. If it's something that I'm really into, it's worth it to me to own it to get all that rather than just stream the film.
Yeah. I will download something if I'm just curious and I want to check it out once. But I like to have a library at my disposal so that I can sometimes say, I'm in the mood for a movie. Instead of going online knowing what you want, which is great for downloading, if you go through your library and say, oh, I haven't seen this in forever, let's watch Planet of the Apes. You know, let's pull that out or something. It's nice to have. And so you might want to pick up these. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, is available today on Blu-ray and DVD. Zero Dark 30. I almost said Zero Dark Zero. That was really strange. Rust and Bone on Blu-ray today. Les Mis is coming out on Blu-ray on March the 22nd. So Look for that. This Is 40, available today on Blu-ray. And some classics. Some movies you may have seen and say, wow, I'd love to see Porky's in Blu-ray. Well, you can pick that up today. Make sure you see your Kim Cattrall going nuts there in the locker room. That's my favorite part of Porky's. Probably yours, too. For the kids, Elmo's Potty Time. I can recommend that very highly. Dealing with the potty at home right now. The potty issues.
Okay.
They're very strong.
Can you send your kid away to deal with the potty issues and then come back when they're house trained?
First of all, it's not house training, okay?
That's not what they call it?
No, that's for animals. And it's part of the fun. It's fascinating to watch them learn that skill and start to recognize different bodily functions that are important.
And where they should go.
And how they like to share it with you.
Right. I think I'd be fine to miss that lesson.
Yeah. TV shows available on DVD today. Jersey Shore Season 6.
Woo!
It's all gone now. This is the last thing you'll have to remember it by. Check it out. That 70 Show Season 7 and 8. And Roseanne, the complete 7th season. You can check that out as well. So that's what's available. Little Wayne, he is out of the hospital, if you believe Birdman. His buddy Brian Birdman Williams, co-founder of Cash Money Records, says that he's been discharged. He's great. He's on the mend. Everything's fine. He's officially been released. He's heading home. God is great, he said via Twitter. Hmm. No truth to those rumors that Lil Wayne had to have his stomach pumped after overdoing it on Scissorp. Williams says it had nothing to do with drugs. No such thing like that. It's how hard he works. It's how much dedication he gives to his music and his fans.
Oh, it's exhaustion and dehydration.
It has nothing to do with drugs. He just needs to get home and rest and relax. He'll be back normal just like everyone else.
What does Harvey Levin do now that he's already dug Wayne's grave?
I know. Poor Harvey. Gets it wrong once and everybody just jumps all over him. Last rites. Gotta check that stuff out, man. Lindsay. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She's a hot mess, and she showed up almost an hour late to her court date here in L.A. yesterday morning. She was glitter bombed on the way in, which I just think is horrible. How dare you glitter bomb one of our national treasures? She was wearing a rosary around her neck when she entered the court.
Oh, please.
And all the prayers worked, I guess, because her team was able to hammer out a plea deal with prosecutors and the judge that will entail no jail time for Lindsay. Just 90 days in a locked rehab facility, and then 30 more days of community service, and a year and a half of psychotherapy. After that, she'll still be on 2 years probation, but she won't do any time, so...
Well, they didn't send her straight to rehab because she was apparently partying last night in the clubs.
Well, Lisa, come on.
Don't they usually, like...
You gotta get it out of your system a little bit before you go to rehab, you know? They say you should get good and loaded before you show up for rehab.
Okay.
Ask Beer Mug, man. What's the first step on any diet? It's to eat as much as you possibly can.
I'm gonna get as many calories as possible so my body's ready to get rid of all the calories.
That makes sense.
Beer Mug should start a weight loss program.
Muggs is on a one-year ramp-up to that diet right now.
As much as I can all the time. When I go on my diet, the weight will just fall off.
I just had my chocolate donuts.
Okay. There you go.
He's continuing his plan.
Beer Mug update. And Britney Spears, she is... She's a new woman. She's got a regular guy boyfriend. She's playing golf all the time. By all accounts, she's not partying. She's clear-headed, clear-eyed, clear-thinking.
Mm-hmm. And she did us a favor by getting off that TV show.
She's not on X Factor anymore.
Right, that helps America.
National Enquirer reports that she was going into a Los Angeles drugstore, barefoot, I can only imagine, when she saw a homeless guy outside the drugstore asking, hey, got any spare change? Got anything? So she walked over to the nearest ATM and gave him the $100 she pulled out of the ATM.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that, Bean? How do you like that? She didn't say, oh, no, you didn't do a good enough
job.
Why
are you hitting me up for cash?
Why are you shaking me down? Why don't you clean my dog hair or nothing? Just gave this poor guy $100.
That's very commendable.
Shocked homeless man gave her a big hug. Oh, see, no good deed goes unpunished. Security guard tried to break up the hug, stepped in and took the cash back from the homeless guy.
What?
Brittany insisted that he go back there and give him the money that she initially gave him. He did, and so the homeless guy's $100 richer.
What? You don't do that.
Hey, security guy, mind your own business. I can see him breaking up the hug, though. That must have been a stinky hug.
Oh, I can't imagine. You don't want that.
No, I love the homeless. I just don't want to hug them. Today's celebrity birthdays, drummer Zach Lynn of Jimmy Eat World is 37 years old today. Rachel Blanchard of Seventh Heaven and Clueless is 37. Bruce Willis, 58 years old today. Is there a guy in better shape at 58? A guy you would like want to tangle with less at 58 than Bruce Willis?
No, he's still getting it done.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think he'd still kick your ass. Harvey Weinstein, movie producer, studio executive. He is 61. And actress Glenn Close celebrates her 66th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Keep on listening to good old K-Rock all this week to score your tickets for System of a Down July 29th at the Hollywood Bowl. I think the neighbors in Hollywood are going to be especially appreciative of that show.
Oh, yeah.
And you qualify for a trip to go see them play in Milan, Italy. Your chance to win coming up in minutes, and details are at krock.com. Here's what I'm saying, Lisa. Now that we live in a universe with a billion channels, and it seems like all the shows are spread out all over the dial, and they all debut at different times throughout the year, I'm having trouble keeping up.
I do, too. You reminded me of two shows yesterday that I hadn't even heard. Well, one I'd heard of and one I hadn't heard of, but I want to see them both.
Yes, and it's almost impossible to know when everything's coming on and which ones are worth checking out because they throw so much crap against the wall. You never know what's going to stick. So we wanted to talk about some of the new shows that I am curious about with our friend Michael Schneider. He is the LA Bureau Chief of TV Guide Magazine. Mike, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Always a pleasure, sir. I understand you're taking a couple minutes out of actual family vacation time to talk to us, so I want to thank you for that right up front here.
Yeah,
they've been making... Yeah, go ahead.
Believe it or not, the name of the hotel I'm staying at is called The Seacrest, which I objected to, but I walked out to my wife. So.
Yes, there is no Kevin and Bean Hotel yet, I'm sorry to say. Look, here's where I'm going to start with all of these new shows. They've been making TV shows in this country for how long? It's got to be 65 years or something like that they've been making programs, right? Haven't they all been building to tonight for the season premiere of Celebrity Diving on ABC? I mean, this is really what we've been working toward, right?
It really is. Splash. You know, the tagline, stars may fall. It's Louis Anderson and Kareem, and you know, it's truly the death of television.
How did it happen that there are two different shows about celebrities diving? And what happened to Stars in Danger? Did that one just come and go already, or was that just a limited edition special?
Yeah, that was a case of there are two different formats going around. ABC announced Splash, Celebrity Diving, and Fox, you know, they're pretty competitive over there. The head of reality there is very competitive. So he managed to scramble and get together a special first. Yeah, it's a classic, you know, game of one-upmanship. And we'll see if, you know, the Fox one didn't really work that well. But I think ABC's has a real shot. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
It's interesting because, I mean, we seem to be obsessed in this country with watching people compete, and we've already learned that there is an appetite to watch people dance. There seems to be an appetite to watch people sing, to watch people cook. I don't know that we care about whether people can dive or not, but who knows? Crazier things have happened, right?
I don't know. You know, luckily there's some really good TV coming on as well, the sort of, you know, the antidote to some of the real schlock that's also on. You got everything now. You know, Duck Dynasty is one of the hottest shows on TV, and I still can't figure that show out. But, you know, there's obviously an audience for that, but there's also an audience for Mad Men or The Walking Dead. So there's a little bit of everything now, at the very least.
All right. Let me ask you about the shows that Lisa was referencing right at the top of the conversation. She was surprised to find out that Monday night of this week, both Bates Motel and this Top of the Lake both debuted. Either of those worth checking out, Michael?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Top of the Lake. I was going to bring that up. You know, it's Elizabeth Moss's new show, and she's fantastic. You know, it's by the way, Elizabeth Moss doing a New Zealand accent, which I never thought we would see in our lifetime.
But oh, wow.
It's a really great sort of indie movie kind of show, which is why it's on Sundance Channel. But it's got a little Twin Peaks element to it. It's about this really dark mystery going on in this tiny town in New Zealand. She's fantastic. She shot it between seasons of Mad Men, and it's definitely worth checking out. Bates Motel is also fantastic. It's sort of the origin story of how Norman Bates became the psychopath that he became, and the relationship between him and his mother. And Vera Farmiga is his mother, and she is Emmy-worthy in this show. So both.
Wow, I'm so surprised. When I heard about Bates Motel, to me, it just looked to me like, and I know it has a great pedigree of the people who make the show, but I just thought they're just trying to cash in because people know about the Psycho movie, and they're trying to make a knockoff, basically. But you're saying it's a talented cast and good writers, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Carlton Cuse, who obviously was one of the executive producers of Lost, basically, is in charge of this one. And so I trust him, and the episode that I saw was fantastic. And then it's definitely worth checking out. We'll see how future episodes are, but the ones I've seen have been great.
Now, most of these new shows, is it the tradition these days, regardless of the network, that if you miss the premiere, you can watch it online? Like, for instance, could I go to Sundance and still see Top of the Lake Episode 1 if I wanted to online?
You know, most of the time you can. And I think especially for these smaller shows, they need all the eyeballs they can get. So it's not hard these days. It all depends on the network and on the deals and on the rights. So that's why some shows you can find immediately on, say, Hulu or on their websites, and others are harder to find. But I would assume, I haven't tried to search these out online, but I would assume they should be easy to find.
And some of them are repeating on their own channels as well.
Yeah. These are shows that are going to live and die based on word of mouth. So they need to.
And these days, have they figured out a way to add up all of those views so that they count, so that they know that people are watching them, even if it's not all first time it runs on the channel?
They're still working on that. Nielsen is promising to get more online viewing into their data, but it's tough because there's so many different ways to view shows now. And in some cases, advertisements are included. In some cases, there aren't ads, and so that depends on whether or not the rating's going to count. That's the difficult thing now, is in determining who's actually watching what at what time and whether it counts.
This is the voice of Michael Schneider here on the Kevin Bean Show. He's from TV Guide. We're talking about a bunch of the new shows that are premiering this month. Let me ask you about two more that have already premiered, and you tell me what it's looking like they're going to do. Red Widow is one that I feel like I was just beaten over the head during the Oscars with ABC promotion, and the other one on the History Channel, Vikings, people seem to be talking about. What do you think of each of those, Michael?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both acquired taste. I think Red Widow kind of fits into the ABC sort of show. If you like revenge or scandal, then you might be interested in that show. I don't see the long-term prospects for that show, to tell you the truth. Vikings, it's one of history's first big scripted shows, because they did Hatfield and McCoys and The Bible, obviously, these TV movies that did really well. This is their first big series, and so I think they're going to put a lot of effort behind it. It's going to stick around for a while. So, Vikings wasn't as much my cup of tea, but I could see how some people who are into that kind of thing would be into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it.
And by the way, the Hatfields and McCoys and The Bible that you both mentioned, phenomenal TV ratings, right? I mean, those just blew the roof off the channel.
Huge, like top 10 show beating most of the broadcast network.
Amazing. All right, in our remaining moments here, Michael, because there's so, like I said when we brought you on, there's just so many shows debuting all the time. I know that you have been privy to some stuff that is maybe still a few weeks away from debuting. What are you really looking forward to getting on the air that you've had an early preview of?
Well, besides Top of the Lake, the other show that Sundance Channel has is a show called Rectify, which is about a man who was wrongfully committed convicted of murder and sent away to prison, where he spends 17, 18 years. New DNA evidence comes down. He's released. He moves back to the tiny town. The thing is, there are some people who still think he's guilty. And he, obviously, having been in solitary confinement for 18 years, is kind of messed up as well. And it's another one of those kind of dark, interesting character studies that it feels like an indie movie, which is why Sundance is doing it, and definitely worth checking out. But man, I cannot wait for the return of Mad Men. That's the other thing that
it's
coming up, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Wow, it's interesting to hear you talk about that Rectify, because between that and The Following, TV is just getting creepy right now.
TV is getting dark. I mean, between that and Hannibal, which is also interesting, but very, very dark. It's not for the squeamish, which is coming up very soon.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Michael Schneider, we'll let you get back to your vacation. He is the L.A. Bureau Chief of TV Guide Magazine. Always a pleasure to have you on, sir. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Ralph, should I be excited that Jenna Louise Coleman is joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow?
Oswin.
That's a name that a lot of people don't know, but a lot of people do.
They're
very excited right now.
All the Whovians know.
Yeah,
they know.
She's on Doctor Who. Which
not
I understand.
It's not on Doctor Who. She's the new companion.
Well, she's on the show, the television show Doctor Who. She's on the TV show Doctor Who.
You're so ridiculous.
She's not on Doctor Who.
Yet. Not yet. We've seen her twice. Once inside a Dalek, and one as a Victorian nanny. But now,
obviously,
now she's going to be added to the pantheon of companions.
Does anyone have any idea what the hell Garvin's talking about?
No.
You know what? You can just go get your car washed or whatever you need to do when she's on, and I will handle the interview.
Well, that is tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour for Doctor Who fans. You're going to be very, very excited that she will be joining us. Right now, though, Ralph Garman has the showbiz beat as we wrap up a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean show.
Boy, she is a stunner, and that show Doctor Who is just getting better and better. I mean, we all love Amy Pond.
Obviously.
And she will be missed. And Rory as well.
It was a shame that they died?
No, they were trapped in the past.
That's what I meant.
Century New York and had to live out their lives in the past.
Right.
So
I'm saying that was very sad.
We are all
happened.
Here now. We understand that they've already passed away and they're gone now.
Right, because the werewolves got them.
There were no werewolves.
Or however they drowned. I don't remember I watched it, of course.
There were the crying angels. They were confronted by the crying angels.
Right, that's what I meant. Crying angels, right.
Obviously.
Why don't you open up a blog? Learn something about Doctor Who. All right, great news. Very exciting musical news. I want to give everybody a heads up. This news just broke, so I wanted to make it the first story in the Showbiz Beat so you could get your tickets now. Matchbox 20 and Goo Goo Dolls have booked a co-headlining tour.
Woo!
So make sure tickets go on sale today, so you want to wait, 3 or 4 months before you go around to getting them because there'll be plenty left.
It's hard to imagine now, but there was a time when both of those bands could sell out Staples Center.
Tour begins June the 25th in Manchester, New Hampshire, and then wraps up on August the 18th in Mansfield, Massachusetts. So get on the road. Go catch Matchbox 20 and Goo Goo Dolls.
All right.
Or not.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Speaking of used-to-bes, remember Michelle Schacht? She was a hat-wearing 90s folky who was a Lilith Fair regular. Often, it was pretty well-known that she was a lesbian in her own right. Not that lesbians are exclusive to Lilith Fair by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not trying to correlate those two things, lesbians and the Lilith Fair.
She was both, though. She was a Lilith Fair participant and a lesbian.
That's right. Well, she has found Jesus. Turns out she's a born-again Christian, and it turns out Jesus makes you really not like gay people anymore.
Or yourself, apparently.
Or yourself.
Well, that was the one thing about Jesus that I remember from the Bible, is that he was famous for discriminating against people, and he
had a
selected
long list of people he chose not to like. He did not
Yes,
like
he selected the people he would not love because he did not approve of them.
That's
that
right.
We know.
He said, "Let those who throw the first stone have really good aim," I think is what he said when he was talking about
stoning
people.
I believe that was the
quote. Yes. She had a gig in San Francisco, of all places, and she went on a lengthy, hate-filled tirade against homosexuals.
When gays marry, it ruins marriage for the rest of us.
Well, she said she fears that the world will be destroyed if gays are allowed to marry.
Oh, God. You mean by earthquakes or something?
Who knows? Who knows what form God's wrath will take, Lisa? But she fears for the planet should gays be allowed to marry.
Lesbianism about to take over our community. I'm talking about young girls.
And she ended the tirade by saying, now you can go on Twitter and tell people Michelle Schacht said God hates. And then she used the F slur word for the homosexuals.
Wow, she has really changed her opinion on that subject, hasn't she?
Not to put too fine a pun on it, but you'll be shocked to know that the entire audience got up and left the venue before she was finished. She cleared the room.
Audience?
Cleared the room.
Wow.
Well, she's in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Playing a gig.
That is not smart.
How disappointed were those people with the results of that concert? Imagine everyone there had been at the Lilith Fair in the 90s, and they said, oh, Michelle Schacht's playing locally here in San Francisco. Let's go. All my gay friends and lesbian friends. And they said, great idea. And then they go there, and she unleashes that bomb on them.
I believe gay marriage dilutes out the significance of real marriage.
Are you a married man?
I have been 3 times.
Okay.
I love that.
True meaning of marriage. Yeah, so not only did that show end in disaster, but now the Chicago Tribune says her show locally there in Evanston, Illinois, has been canceled for the May 5th show and several other shows. are being scrapped in the upcoming weeks because people don't want to
look
put a hater up on stage, I guess.
She can believe whatever she wants to believe. She's on the wrong side of history on this one. Her numbers are declining.
Yeah.
She's lost that battle.
I can understand why she felt compelled to get into that. Maybe because she was in San Francisco, maybe, whatever. But look, she's entitled to her opinion. She could say,
and by the way,
I'm not a shut up and sing kind of guy, but right. You're going to pay the price. I mean,
yeah,
people are allowed to not go to your shows.
And if she decided she doesn't want to be gay anymore, that's fine, too. No one's holding that against her. But what does she care if somebody else still wants to be gay or is gay?
I wish I could decide not to be gay anymore. What? Did I say that out loud? Lil Wayne is reportedly out of the hospital over there at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. He stopped seizing. Doctors say he is in stable condition. And his peeps are saying it wasn't about drugs anyway. It wasn't had nothing to do with the scissorp. It was that he was working too hard. He had nothing to do with drugs, said Birdman Williams, co-founder of Cash Money Records. No such thing as that. It's how hard he works, how much dedication he gives to his music and his fans. That's what made him have seizures, people. That's science.
We all know that.
Too much love makes you seize.
You put in more than an eight-hour day, you are going to collapse.
You're
going to
start just foaming at the mouth and falling over backwards. That's why I like to take it nice and easy. Cedars said he had been 6 days straight. He'd been in the hospital. But they're sending him home with a private nurse and an IV of scissor. So he should be okay. be well taken care of at home. Linda Lohan, who I'm guessing has had a little scissor in her day.
Sure.
She's had everything, right? She showed up about an hour late to court yesterday. But still managed to dodge a bullet. Her legal team was able to get together with the prosecutors and the judge, and they hammered out a plea deal. Means she won't have any jail time coming up. Not that she'll be a completely free woman. However, she is going to have to go into a locked rehab facility for 90 days. Then she will do 30 days of community service that she owes the state, and then a year and a half of psychotherapy in order to complete her sentence. Then still 2 years of probation following that. So, not completely off the hook, but certainly better than some people expected she was going to do with this go-around with the legal system.
I wonder if she misses some of those appointments once she gets out of rehab, some of those psychiatry appointments and whatnot. I wonder if it's the threat of jail hanging over her if she does not abide by those rules.
Well, that stuff's all mandatory, and she will be under probation, which would be a violation of her probation if she didn't fulfill her obligations to the state. So
she does not have a good track record of attending those things on time. Remember how many times she blew it when she had the community service last time?
Well, she had to start kicking ass at the end. Remember, she had to start going 4 and 5 times a day for 2 weeks in order to catch up, so she is in for some marathon psychotherapy sessions. The doctor's going to be like, you know what? Ugh, what? Oh, okay, you're cured. Just get out of my office. No, don't want to hear any more about what happened on the set of Freaky Friday. Okay, you're fine. Today's celebrity birthdays. Zach.
Ralph, can they be celebrity birthdays today instead?
Birthday.
It's my candle-blowing birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Gillionaire. I appreciate that.
I like the theme. I like the new theme for birthdays. Celebrity birthdays. Zach Lynn of Jimmy Eat World is 37 years old. Rachel Blanchard from Seventh Heaven and Clueless is 37. Bruce Willis, 58 years old today. Harvey Weinstein, movie producer and studio executive, is 61. Actress Glenn Close turns 66 years old today. Speaking of things we'd like to play before I sign off here, Beerman, can you dial up one of our new moments with Kevin since Bean was on vacation last week?
Sure,
he wasn't around.
Oh, that's a rare treat.
Yeah, you missed some of the best, I think, moments we've had in a long time since you were gone.
Well, Kevin has been on fire in 2013. I think this has been his best year. I think this is his strongest early performance in the year ever.
Last week may have been his last week, where he talked about getting above things in situations and how you do go about that. Can we find that?
I don't. Quickly, rather.
No.
Hold on. Stand by.
The road. You're the one with the road.
Oh, the Top Road. I don't think that was ever made into one.
Oh, I know it was.
Let me find it.
Is Beer Mug the weak link in every transaction that happens on the Kevin and Bean Show?
It should be under a moment with Kevin.
Let me tell everybody about tomorrow's All New Kevin and Bean Show while Beer Mug looks for that.
We don't have. It was never made. It was
never
made.
There is not one.
Thank you, Dave.
There is not one.
About Top Road.
There isn't?
No.
But we never did it.
But we do have Quickly Rather Than.
Yeah, never mind. Go ahead, Bean. Sorry. Go about your business.
We'll have a new guy behind the controls here at K-Rock, replacing Beer Mug tomorrow.
Come on.
Also, as previously mentioned, actress Jenna Louise Coleman from Doctor Who is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. You definitely don't want to miss that. Oh, man, I just lost my sheet there. There we go. Also, tomorrow, I think, Ralph, your friend Kevin Smith is going to stop on by tomorrow for some time with us. Director Harmony Korine is going to be here, too. He, of course, the director of the new Spring Breakers movie that everybody is talking about. Adam Carolla on the program tomorrow. And also, Cousin Sal is going to be joining us, who is the world's foremost authority on getting your NCAA bracket in shape in time for March Madness.
Go
He's
Explorers!
The guy. He's
team,
the guy.
My team's in this year.
Who are the Explorers?
My alum, my alma mater is back in the big dance this
year.
Are
you serious?
For the first time
since
1992, the LaSalle Explorers from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania have finally into the 68, the top 68 teams in the big dance.
I don't even know what that is.
We're all very excited back in Philly.
Go Explorers.
Yeah,
that's fantastic
Boise State
news.
Tomorrow night, Boise State Bulldogs or
very
Broncos
exciting.
Or Bauhaus or something. I don't forget who.
Very excited about Cousin Sal tomorrow. And I think we may have to visit some highlights from the celebrity diving show tonight to see Louis Anderson going in the water. I think that may be something we have to do. All right, Muggs, do we have a moment with or do we not to send us out for today?
Let's play this one. Here we go.
All right.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Kevin Abid's April Foolishness 2013. Bill Burr will be there. There are a few single tickets available, I think, still. If you want to go to Ticketmaster and check it out, I would do that quickly rather than lately.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Do it quickly rather than lately.
I like the one that Ralph was talking about better. That sounded funnier.
It
All right,
was,
see everybody tomorrow.
We got to make it. We'll make it.
We'll make it. All right.